We're standing on a map, an aerial map of North Belfast. It's organised in a random pattern and consists of 130 shattered, crazed tiles of security glass.
That's what it is physically. What's the idea behind it?
The idea behind it is that it's a disconnected city. This piece kind of provokes people where they are forced into a situation where they actually have to walk across and try and find and locate the part of the community that they come from.
Well, you brought some teenagers from the Shankill and from Ardoyne in to have a look at this yesterday. Why did you do that, or what was the thought behind that?
Why not, if we were going to go and take these steps along with the communities to open the interfaces, well, then why not do it at a time that is traditionally seen as contentious? It's a good news story coming out of North Belfast for a change. The world's media will be looking and hoping for the negativity that will be associated with tomorrow. That's not what we want.
When they got in here, just describe the kind of things they were doing, the kind of things they were saying.
They were looking for their landmarks, their points of reference. When the kids came in from the Ardoyne side of Flag Street, the things they wanted to look for straight away were the waterworks and solitude. The lads from the Shankill wanted to look and find where Woodvale Park was, nothing. So that they thought by finding the big landmark that their street would be instantaneously recognisable by jumping across a tail. Then they clicked into it very, very quickly that they had to walk about, that the random installation of the work meant that they had to walk throughout the whole process of it to find where they were. So they had a very good kind of sense of connection, and they actually started to share their own points of reference across, you know, well, we're such and such a place, I've never seen there, I've heard about there, and all that was the type of stuff we wanted to capture yesterday. The vision statement for Drawdown the Walls is creating the conditions to imagine a city without barriers. That was the whole thing of it. You know, this allowed us to open the interfaces, to bring the two communities together, and to bring the communities in to have that first line of engagement was the primary thing for us. It was about getting people together to talk for the first time. So an awful lot of the people that we have engaged through this have never knownly sat down and had a conversation with someone from the other side of the interface. So the physical interface architecture is something that we want to challenge. What we ask for the participants of Drawdown the Walls is, go and get me your mate who is most unlikely to want to come and do this. And that gives us a real kind of inroad there, you know, that once they're legitimising it to their other friends, it starts to grow. So, consequences of tomorrow, you know, the day will bring what the day brings. What we're interested in is through other summer intervention programme and activity in Ardoyne, and I'm aware that there's festivals in the Shankill as well, it's about making sure that as many of our young people have an opportunity to express themselves tomorrow away from fear, intimidation, violence, and anything that goes along with it. So, That's the key, that's the crux of it for us.
You said to me on the phone earlier that the 50 kids who've been here yesterday, you didn't think would have any involvement with any potential trouble that there might be at the interfaces. Why are you so confident of that?
When we brought them together, there was no intent on it. There was no desire to be involved in it. There was no discussion yesterday around the 12th with the young people. So I'm confident, you know, we're working with them. We haven't just picked these kids randomly off the street, and they seem to like and enjoy what we do.
And how much of a ripple effect is there? Because you're saying what you want is you want each of them going and getting their hard-nosed, hard-line mate who's least likely to come to this kind of thing. I mean, do you see that kind of engagement? Do you see them pulling in other people?
You do. It comes dropping softly and slowly. But we have some of the people that are engaged with Drawdown the Walls on from across the different groups that we are working with. Well, put it this way, I'd be surprised sometimes when I come into the room and see the makeup of it.